Passover teaches us that God doesn't just give us enough to scrape by. His sacrifice is always more than enough. For each of his acts of mercy and kindness, we declare dayanu, which is a Hebrew word that means it would have been sufficient. So after each line that I read, all of us together are going to respond in unison and declare dayanu. So I'll read a line and let's all together respond dayanu, which means it would have been sufficient. So I'll read a line. If the Lord had merely rescued us, but had not judged the Egyptians, everyone together, dayanu. If he had only destroyed their gods, but had not parted the Red Sea, dayanu. If he had only drowned our enemies, but had not fed us with manna, dayanu. If he had only led us through the desert, but had not given us the Sabbath, dayanu. If he had only given us the Torah, the law, but not the land of Israel, dayanu. If he had only told us of his love, but not sent his son to die, dayanu. Let's hold up our cup that we filled earlier and reduced to remember the price of our salvation. And let's all together repeat this blessing that we have been saying. Let's say it together. Blessed are you, O God, for you have in mercy supplied all of our needs. Hallelujah. I think we drink now. Let's go ahead and drink our third cup.
It is now that the Passover meal would be served. Lavish feasting, outlandish storytelling, laughing with the family. It's all here. Think of Thanksgiving, but add on 3,000 years of tradition and history. Yes, you may have noticed earlier that the children were asked to cover their eyes and that the afkhamon was hidden. It is during the meal and feasting that the children would scour in search of the dessert. Time doesn't allow us to serve a full meal this morning, but in honor of this portion of the Seder, we are going to take a few minutes for our family. Kids, maybe one of you can find where the afkhamon is hid. So stand up, greet one another, give a high five, and a hug.